Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Amen.
Fab stuff, thank you. So, as I've already said, today we are thinking about trusting in our God, who is actually so good to us. So, why can we trust in God? Well, the first reason we can trust in God is because he is good. And Psalm 119, verse 68, says this about God.
What you do is good.
So God is good and what he does is good. And we use the word good to describe all sorts of things, don't we? So would you mind shouting some things out that you think are good? Music. Sorry, what was that? Sunshine. Very good. Chocolate. Yes. We will get on to some chocolate later. Or even better, Cadbury cream eggs. So, with bacon. Yeah. So, as these guys have said, we might say, I had a good English breakfast, or this sunshine is good. We use so many things with the word good. So when we say that God is good, we are describing the perfect goodness, the very best level of goodness that there is. And now God being good means that he is kind, he is loving, he is patient, he is faithful, he is wise, beautiful, generous, incredible. Need I go on? It's way beyond the best of what we ever experience here on earth. And not only is God's character good, but David, the guy who wrote the Psalms, says that everything God does is good. And you only have to look outside the window and you will see his goodness. You've got the birds, you've got the trees and the green. And even in winter, even when the branches are really bare, they're still so beautiful and they all proclaim who God is. He is good. And you look at the wonderful things that Jesus did when he walked this earth, and in scripture you will see his goodness. People were healed, they were set free, they were forgiven, they were encouraged, they were fed. Jesus is good, and these people were blessed by the Lord's goodness. Not only were people in Jesus' day receivers of God's goodness, but we as his disciples are too. God has shown us his goodness in an amazing way by coming to earth in the person of Jesus to freely offer us his wonderful gift of salvation, eternal life, forgiveness, hope, peace, and joy. Now, saying that God is good is not saying that we won't experience hard times as Christians. Sometimes we go through some awful stuff, maybe illness, bereavement, maybe school is just really tough at the moment. We might not understand why we're going through these tough times, but we can hold on to the truth that God's goodness will stay the same. He is and will be at work in us and through us, working out his good purposes so that we can trust him whatever we go through. Now, some people who know me quite well would say that I worry a lot, and I do. I counteract that by saying I'd say I'm highly strung, but it's the same thing, and I get myself very worked up and stressed over a lot of things, many of which don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. And now myself as a Christian, I have battled with this for quite a few years because I worry, but the Bible says I shouldn't worry because God takes our worries away, etc. And somebody once said to me that worry is the fear that God is not good. And now that really stopped me in my tracks, because sometimes I do worry that God isn't good. But one thing that over 10 years as a Christian has taught me is that knowing deep down that God is good and actually daring to believe and trust that he is good, especially when times are hard, is actually really, really difficult. And so we've got a little experience, sort of I'm a celeb meets CTK experience to think about this further. So could I have 4 volunteers, preferably 2 adults and 2 children? To come forward. Don't all run up at once. Oh, Imogen and Reuben, well done. Okay, fab, thank you. Now, can I have my volunteers to help move this wonderful table? Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm a celeb meets CTK, so we've got some eating challenges. So if you'd like to split yourselves into 2 teams, so Imogen and Reuben, if you come round here. Okay, and so if you would like to hold up the first one at the top, yeah? Now, what do we think this is, guys? I think it's a strawberry.
Strawberry.
Okay, well, would you like to eat it and see?
What do you think?
Is it?
Definitely strawberry.
Okay.
Well done.
Jay, definitely a strawberry? Okay, fab stuff. And there should be some bowls. Yeah. Oh, so feel free to put your discarded ones in there. Okay. So, first one is strawberry. If you would like to pick up your second one. Now, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
You think it's a grape?
Okay. A grape.
Okay.
Do you want to have a little nibble then?
Yeah, have a nibble.
What do you think?
Okay.
Grape.
Grape, all right.
Okay. So, grapes are good, yes? They are quite tasty.
Yes, they've eaten those completely.
Fab stuff. Okay. Now, if you'd like to pick up your next one.
Now,
biscuit.
Okay. You might not want to eat all of this one. You might want to just have a little nibble.
Eat biscuit.
Okay.
Biscuit.
What flavour of biscuit?
Cheese.
Yeah.
Chocolate-covered cheese biscuit.
Yummy, I know. Okay. So, what is the verdict on the cheese-covered biscuits, guys? No, not a fan. It's not good, is it? I will admit, I haven't actually tried any of these, so... No, sorry. Okay, so our next one, what do we think it is?
Sprout.
It might be a sprout.
Brussels.
Now, you can have a nibble if you want to. No? Okay. Jade, would you like to have a bit of a nibble?
Sprout.
Oh,
sprout.
They're wonderful. They're actually eating them.
Okay. Oh.
That is gross.
Well, hats off to you for trying it, even though you knew it was a sprout. Okay.
Okay, the penultimate one.
Okay. And now...
I think it is a...
No, it's not another grape.
It's not.
Blueberry?
Perhaps. Again, I wouldn't eat all of this one. You might want to just have a bit of a nibble.
Not sure. I don't even like it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Olive.
It is. It is a chocolate-coloured olive. I'm sorry.
Cruel.
Okay. So we have gone through the real nastiness. And now the last one is, I think these guys have already started. What
chocolate.
Is it? It is chocolate. We now have a chocolate-covered Mars bar, which is a lot nicer than a chocolate-coloured olive. So eat away.
Oh, they have done so well. Shall we give them a clap?
Thank you, guys. I could tell you that chocolate is good, and it is very good, as these guys have just shown us. I could also tell you that a chocolate-covered olive is good, and I wouldn't know because I haven't tried it, but it's another thing, it's one thing to believe me, it's another thing to then go and try it for yourself, and that's what these guys did. They took a leap of faith and ate stuff that they had no idea what it was. But they trusted me, and even when they got the nasties of the Brussels sprouts and the cheese and the olive, they kept on going, hoping that there was going to be something nice at the end. And there was. And I think that's what our walk with Jesus is like. We may worry that God is not good. We might fear it. But sometimes we've got to be really brave and trust that God will see us through those nasty and difficult times. He does see us through it. He always does, even though it might not feel like it at the time. And so I invite you this week to take that brave leap of faith, to taste and see that the Lord is good. For God is good, and everything he does is good. And now I have some chocolates here, and I'm going to pass them round. And as the chocolates are passed to you, please take one and pass them on to your neighbour, and unwrap and eat it. And as you eat and hopefully enjoy the chocolate, I wonder if you could ask God to help you to take another step in trusting him and his goodness, and just think about all that he's done for you. Okay. Would you mind putting your hand up if you haven't had one? Okay. And so as we eat or think about the chocolate that we've eaten, Father, we thank you that your word says to taste and see that you are good. And we pray that you help us to take another step in believing and trusting in your goodness today, this week, and for the rest of this year. In Jesus' name, amen.